it's clear.
You mean to say anything?
Yeah, just say anything. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Okay, good. This is a test of the data planner.
Great.
Okay. I hereby give the Buffalo Women's Oral History Project the tapes recorded on January 18th, 1990 for such educational and scholarly uses and purposes as the Director Elizabeth Kennedy and Madeline Davis shall determine. I further consent to the transcription and publication of any or all of this interview as education and scholarly work require. I have been assured that only Paula will be employed in any use of these tapes. I understand that some future date the tapes will be housed in an archive chosen by the directors of the Buffalo Women's Oral History Project and will be available for public access governed by the rules of the archive. I give consent that these tapes be made available for research purposes immediately after the date of the last interview.
Great.
Thank you.
Do you want to keep this? Is this the
yes. Because I think I have more copies.
So, before we forget, so Corey, you were saying that women used to pick up red leather in Klein Hands?
Yeah, well, they used to call it Klein Hands Corner. And it was, you know, men and women right for the Klein Hands store.
Uh-huh.
And they used to call it Klein Hands Corner, and then, of course, the Lafayette Hotel was right behind there.
Uh-huh.
So that's...
Did people go pick up... How did they pick up people? It was a clothing store, wasn't it?
Yes, but the outside. Mm-hmm. They would walk around outside.
On Main Street?
Yeah, on Main Street.
So,
right around that old corner.
Where Lafayette Square is.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right around that whole corner. That's what it was known as in those days, even years ago.
Yeah.
Klein Hands Corner. And that was the purpose. I mean, people went, you know, you drive down the street. It was mostly men would drive down the street. You know how some men would figure they would want to make fun and they would pick up somebody just for the purpose of being rotten, nasty, you know, to make fun and things, especially with the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls would pick up girls, but not in the same respect.
Girls wouldn't drive.
They'd be like walking, you know, walk around the corner and see if there was anybody that they thought might be their type.
Mm-hmm. If you were there, let's say early in the evening, and you were kind of standing around hoping somebody would come by, how would it work? What would it be like for someone to... Would you be the picker-upper, or would you be the one that was picked up?
It depends which way you wanted it. I mean, if it was me, I would want to be picked up.
Okay.
But if it was someone else, they might, you know.
Uh-huh.
So what would you do to let people know you were available?
Well, I don't know. I think it was just because you were standing there. You know, I don't think there was any special way that you would make yourself look available.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never did it myself, but I had heard of people that had. And I knew the men were more prevalent to it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were there most of the time. And it just seemed that, you know, a man could pick up a fellow there if he wanted to.
And some women did that.
You know, just like your prostitutes stand around.
So if a woman was standing there hoping to be picked up, and somebody walked up to her, like, what would they say?
I don't know. I don't know if they would proposition or whether, you know, sometimes it would just be a proposition for a one-night stand.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it would be, you know, to be friends. To be friends, I think it would more or less be in a bar of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But just for a pickup, I mean, for a one-night stand, sometimes it would be like, for a one-night stand, they'd want to pick up a girl because they was a man and wife and they wanted to make it a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they would pay for this. That was quite, you know, quite the thing. I mean, a lot of it was paid for. You know, I mean, it was like a prostitute standing there, or male or female, and it might be for something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you know of some women who actually picked up other women this way?
Oh, yes.
That's interesting. What years do you think this was? Do you think this was in 1950 or earlier?
No, it was earlier. This was in the 40s.
It was in the 40s.
It was when I first came out myself. Started going to the places, because when I first started going to places, it must have been 1944 or 45, because I had a son, and he was just a baby.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not a baby, but he might have been one or two at the most.
Uh-huh.
When I started going to Ralph Martin's, so it had to be 45.
Well, that's great that you could get out.
I don't think it was any earlier than 45, mm-hmm. but it could have been.
Was Ralph Martin's the first lesbian and gay boy you went to?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you find out about it?
My husband took me.
Your husband took you? I think you were telling me that the other time.
My husband took me down there and he left me and he said he'd be back to pick me up later.
Huh. And what made him think of taking you there?
Well, it was during the war, or right around when they were making airplanes and things for the war, and I was working at Curtis, and I'd go into the ladies' room, and then I would tell him, you know, about this woman was asking me if I would want to go to Burgers, she'd take me to Burgers, and she was asking me questions like, wouldn't you like to go out for dinner, or wouldn't you like to go here or there, and just him, he was quite a few years older than me, and he had been associated with this type of thing before, and he's the one that knew about Clanahan's Corner. But anyway, he got the idea from this woman at work that maybe it would be a good idea to take me down there and see if I'd be interested. Because I would tell him what she'd say to me, and she'd, you know, would you like a cigarette? Would you like to go here? Would you like to go there? You know, would you like to go to Burgers? Or, you know, which was one of the better stores, which still is, I guess. And, you know, she was always asking me out and things like that. And he got the idea that being, like I said, being around people, he got the idea of what she looked like and everything, too, I guess, gave him the idea.
Uh-huh.
The way she, you know, walked. And
had he been around gay people because he was gay?
He was bisexual.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. He liked both.
Mm-hmm. And he then felt that that was an okay way to be
right.
for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about how he felt?
Well, I didn't realize what it was at the time. I mean, I didn't realize he was that way, you know, what he was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when he took me downtown and, you know, all these girls are, you know, walking around and I'm, you know, I didn't know what to make of it, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean,
what was your first reaction when you went to Ralph Martin's?
I was frightened
uh-huh.
at first.
Because uh-huh.
I, you know, and, he just left me there and he came back later and picked me up. But after that, I would go down there by myself after a while. But mm-hmm. the first time I went, he took me. And then, like I said, when somebody new walked in there, you had all these girls, you know, coming up to the table and, oh, how are you? What's your name? You know, and asking all kinds of questions, you know, what are you doing here? Or, have you ever been here before? I've never seen you, and, you know, stuff like that. And so they're. You know, it was up to you from then on to either be nice or, hey, say, leave me alone, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And it was quite the place. It was all kinds of people there. I mean, it wasn't just gay people. It was, you know, all kinds of people there.
What kinds? Like straight people?
Yes, straight people. And there was fellows there that were wanting to pick up girls to watch. There was... you'd get paid if you, there was one person that came in there and you wouldn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I mean, I didn't find this out the first night, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I didn't believe it that this one man would come in. I don't know if it was every night or once a week. I can't remember. But all he wanted was a girl's underpants to take home with him.
Mm.
And I couldn't believe it.
Did he pay for them?
Yes. The girl would go in, take her underpants off, give him the underpants, put clean ones on. He'd bring her clean ones. I didn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't believe that. I mean, but that's what he liked. And there was, like I said, there was all kinds of people there. There were some of the lesbians that would come in with men. And that was, they wanted her to pick up a girl and take home with him so he could watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that went on in Ralph Martin's.
Yes, it did. It was known from coast to coast.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They say, you know. And it was there quite a while.
So did you begin to make friends in Ralph Martin?
Oh, yes, I made a few friends. And, you know, in fact, I have a picture of one of the girls that I made friends with in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only picture I have.
Yeah.
And it's not a picture of the place or anything. It's a picture taken at my home, I think.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't have any pictures of any of the girls I knew at that time.
Did you go down like once a week or sometimes more than that? Or
usually on the weekend.
On the weekend.
Yeah.
And do you remember how you dressed?
Well, I would dress with high heel shoes and a skirt
uh-huh.
or a dress.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way I usually dressed. Right up until, quite a few years. I mean, I always dressed in, mostly in a skirt. Once in a while, I get real, I don't know if you call it brave or what, but I would put, I don't know if you remember when the zoot suits were in style with the long jackets and the chains and the top pants. They had the real tight legs and you had to take your shoes off, put them on. Uh-huh. Once in a while, I get real crazy and go down like that.
But otherwise, you were in high heels. What kind of hairstyle did you have?
I always, well, I used, at that time, I think the ponytail, you know, I had long hair, but I wore it up. I hardly ever wore my hair down. It was usually up in a bun or a French twist or just in a, with a ribbon.
Mm-hmm. And were you interested in the real butch type women?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, that's the way it was.
That's
then.
Right.
I mean, it was either one way or the other. There was no in between. It was not like it is today.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, you both had long hair, you know.
Yeah, right.
You both looked alike, you dressed alike. Not then. Either it was, either you were what they considered the butch type or the femme type. And that was it. There was no in between.
Did they use those terms?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They didn't use the word lesbian very often.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't considered, I mean, it wasn't used. It was either butch or femme.
Mm-hmm. And did they use the word gay then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the men, they called them fairies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you know right away that you wanted to be the more feminine person?
Yes.
You knew right away.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I was never had any question about that. I really never thought of it any other way. But like I said, it's changed a lot since then.
Well,
that's
yeah.
the way it was then. It was definite. It was a definite.
And what do you think about you made you attracted to the more feminine side?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because I guess I didn't really know anything about it, and I guess, I don't know. I really don't know why. I just always liked to dress up, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted someone to pay attention to me. I didn't want to be the aggressor. I was not an aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what you would say.
Yeah.
And the other butch type or something was the aggressor. Like a man would be the aggressor, to, you know, to pick you up or want to take you out or whatever. I think that was it.
But that's what other friends have said the same thing,
I
so it must be.
I didn't want to be, I wasn't an aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
I would sit back and let them come to me, more or less.
Well, there would be men, I don't know what I've told you with. So when did you go dancing early?
Yes.
That people were dancing in your
house? Yeah, I love to dance.
What kind of dances do they do there?
The jitterbug and the twist. Mm-hmm. It was mostly jitterbug, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz.
In the '40s, then.
Mm-hmm. It was a jitterbug.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a jukebox?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had a jukebox, and you know, in fact, I met a young fella that we used to do a lot of dancing there, and. He wanted me to be a dance partner because we did so many dances. You know, we'd dance
uh-huh.
in the back room. The back room you could dance. It wasn't a very big place, but it was room enough to dance. And the jitterbug was popular then.
So men and women would dance together?
Yes.
And did women sometimes dance together?
Yes. Two women would dance
uh-huh.
and men would dance together also.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, it turned out to be quite a rough place when you would get somebody in there that wanted to cause trouble.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most of the bars at that time were like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people would come in to look around and then they might start trouble,
mm-hmm.
you know, get a few
mm-hmm.
drinks and start trouble.
Was it gay guys starting trouble?
No.
Or?
No, it wasn't the gay guys so much as it was the straight people that would come in
mm-hmm.
and want to make fun and then, you know, tease. And
was Ralph Martin usually there?
He wasn't there very often, but he lived right upstairs.
He
had an apartment upstairs. You didn't see him very often. You saw his girlfriend, usually.
Uh-huh.
She would come in the bar quite often.
Yeah.
But he wasn't around much.
Mm-hmm. And who would break up the trouble if there was trouble?
They had bouncers.
They had bouncers there.
Bouncers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the bartender.
Mm-hmm. Several of our narrators have said, like you did, that Ralph Martin had a girlfriend, but there were one or two who were sure he also had gay male partners.
That could be, but I know his girlfriend. I mean, I knew his girlfriend.
I
knew he had a girlfriend. As far as the other, I really didn't
mm-hmm.
know that.
Mm-hmm.
Did
sure.
you know what happened to him? Did he get sick and die? Or?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Whatever happened to him, all of a sudden, I mean, all of a sudden the place wasn't there anymore, you know, it was just like it disappeared, but it, you know, it didn't, but I would say, I don't know what ever happened to him. I know his girlfriend was picked up on charges once, but whatever happened to her, I don't know.
You mean charges relating to the bar?
No, charges relating to sodomy.
Huh. What would that be?
Pardon?
Well, you mean she was picked up
for sodomy. She happened to go out with a detective.
So she went out with a detective who was a woman?
Or
a
man?
Man.
A man. And he charged her with sodomy.
Isn't
that's the last I heard of her.
And is that like a prostitution charge?
Yes.
Isn't that terrible?
So would that have meant that she had all sex with him? Or what?
I don't really know. That's all. It was in the papers.
Yeah.
At that time.
When I think of sodomy, I think of the man being arrested for it.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah. But I think what it was, it was like, if it was two men together, you could say it's sodomy also.
Mm-hmm.
But with her, it was just a man doing the same thing to her that two men would be doing to each other.
I see.
Oh, I see.
So it would be more like anal intercourse.
Right. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was against the law.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a terrible thing?
So I heard she got picked up for that, and I never, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, other places started popping up, so you started going to other places and sort of, you know, you didn't go to Ralph Martin's that often then, you know, you started going to these other places because they were new, we wanted to see.
Which other places?
Well, they had, well, I guess you probably heard of Dugan's.
Yes.
And Pat's.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So that would be early in the 50s.
Right.
Right.
In the early 50s.
In the early 50s.
Did you go to any other places in the 40s?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a place called Winters?
Oh, yes.
You did? Right?
Yeah,
did you ever go there?
No, I don't remember ever going there, but I did hear of it.
And how about Eddie Ryan's Niagara Hotel?
Where was that?
On Niagara Street.
Yes, yes.
You've heard of that, but you don't remember going.
I probably have gone there, but I don't remember anything special about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I probably have gone there. I mean, I know I've gone, there was a place on Niagara that I went,
right.
So that probably was it.
Uh-huh. So mainly you went down to Ralph's, and and did you meet a woman who you became partners with there? Or?
Well, I don't know if you could say partners. It was more, I met a woman that had a girlfriend that she lived with, and I met a couple other that I took home with me, but I never really lived with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I never really went with anyone
and
special,
uh-huh.
straight, you know, all the time.
During the 40s.
During the 40s, no.
Uh-huh. So you would go out and have a good time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you would occasionally bring a woman home with you.
Yes.
But your husband was there.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Well, sometimes it would be a three-way party, and sometimes he would, you know, he wouldn't be home.
Uh-huh.
Or like he went out of town one time, and the girl stayed for a couple days when, you know, while he was gone.
But
it was usually that type of thing.
When you would take someone home, if he was going to be there, you told the girl ahead of time.
Yes, she knew ahead of time.
And that was okay?
That was okay with the girl, or she wouldn't have gone home.
Uh-huh. Even if she knew there was going to be a three-way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did anybody ever decide not to go with you because they didn't want a three-way?
Mm-hmm. That happened also.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a difficult time to balance all these things?
It was.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But all the girls I ever went with knew I had a husband. I mean, it was never a secret.
Uh-huh.
In fact, they knew him, you know, so, you know.
So they didn't.
It didn't, most of the girls had gone home with that, knowing that.
Mm-hmm. The girls that you went with, they were more masculine types.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
they would refer to each other as gay.
Yes.
You were a more feminine type.
Mm-hmm.
Would they refer to you as gay also?
I don't think we ever discussed it, to tell you the truth. They just figured me as a femme, so they wouldn't talk about, you know, they never really said I was gay.
Yeah.
They just
we have, we've interviewed a couple of women who were butch from the 40s, and one interview they had this long, in fact, argument about whether femmes are really gay.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
You know, it was very interesting. One of them says that they are, and the other one says they aren't. So they argue back and forth on a date.
Oh,
I
see.
Know,
yeah.
Pros and cons. And what do you think about that?
What do I
Did
think?
You think you were gay?
You know, I didn't really know. I just knew that I enjoyed the women's company. I enjoyed going to these places. I enjoyed their company better than men. I enjoyed the gay boys' company. I used to quite often go with them, mm-hmm. you know, go out with them, mm-hmm. go to their homes and everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't really, never really discussed it, to tell you the truth. I mean, I never thought about it. I just was doing what I wanted to do, what I liked mm-hmm. to do. I thought I enjoyed their company. Mm-hmm. So the longer, you know, as the time went on, I got to be going out more, being with more people, having longer relationships mm-hmm. away from home. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't always, you know, that I brought them home with me. Most of the time, as time progressed, I went to their homes. Uh-huh. Most of them had apartments of their own or whatever. And I would go with them to their homes.
But did that happen in the 40s?
No.
No.
That didn't happen.
We'll wait till the 50s a little bit. We'll get to the
50s. No, that didn't happen. No, I was... I don't think I was that much into the 40s, to tell you the truth, because that's only 5 years. Uh-huh. And really, not too much happened to me in the 40s. Uh-huh. It was most of my time was in the 50s, really.
Really?
Next to my associations and that were more into the 50s, mm-hmm. the early 50s, but still, mm-hmm. I think it was more the 50s.
Well, we'll get to the 50s. Maybe just one or two other questions on the 40s. Since mm-hmm. this is helpful anyway, because it's a different opinion on the 40s, and you're actually saying a lot of things that other people had said, so it mm-hmm. helps us know mm-hmm. that we're not, mm-hmm. you know, we're mm-hmm. not constructing things.
You know, I wanted to ask, like, did you have a sexual relationship in the 40s with these women? So if you did, were able to have a few, you know, when they came mm-hmm. home or whatever. Mm-hmm. And did what was the form of lovemaking that lesbians used in the 40s? Was it mainly tribidism or friction, or was there any oral sex? Or
it was all kinds. I had the first person I ever went with was I don't know what you would call it, but I think the first girl I ever went with, they used to, well, I don't know what phrase you would use. Mm-hmm. To describe it, but it wasn't friction, and it wasn't, you know, like a masturbation type thing. It was with the mouth.
It was oral sex.
Is that what they call mm-hmm. it? That was oral sex. Mm-hmm.
And she would do that to you. Would you do that back to her?
No. Mm-hmm. That was not. That was a no-no. At the time,
it was for them to do.
Mm-hmm. Them didn't do anything.
Did you want to?
No. I didn't at that time.
Uh-huh.
I was
yeah, in for his 40s.
Yeah. I didn't want to, and I didn't. I wasn't asked to. It wasn't expected of me. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was, like I said, a no-no. We just didn't. So I didn't show much emotion in that respect.
So did you ever discuss what you should or shouldn't be doing?
Mm-hmm. You know, sort of talked about it, you know, like... Most of the girls I went with in the 40s were what we would say untouchable. Mm-hmm. Just don't touch me, you know. Let me do what I want with you, but don't you do anything with me, except maybe kiss you, you know, mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And hug and stuff like that, but not mm-hmm. anything. Not anything very personal.
And did they use the word untouchable, or that's a word that you learned in the 50s? And
that's the word I just picked up right now.
That's what we found out.
That was just what I just...
Uh-huh. Was there a word for what they didn't do, or didn't do?
I don't remember any words, except, you know, if you would do anything that they didn't want you to do, they would kind of let you know in the way they acted or something that you shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. We've found a term that I think originated much later that we used to refer to these women, but that we have never heard they actually use, and it's called stone butch. A woman who is a stone butch mm-hmm. was untouchable, but that's a labor term, and I actually think that may be a New York term mm-hmm. that migrated to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, I don't think I've ever heard it that way. I'm trying to think if there was a word used, but I can't remember any special way that they would, you know.
Did you ever hear of butches that would allow their girls
to... Well, I have heard, well, I I have heard that they wouldn't want, they would make their money by letting men, they would go out with men, but they would not.
These butches. So they would have intercourse with men for money.
For money.
But they would not allow their girlfriends to touch them.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that was going on in those days too, okay. And also into the early 50s.
We have been told about that, and it seemed like there was a particular number of people who would do that, who mm-hmm. would prostitute, butches who would prostitute, and that although people weren't mean to them, that they were not very well looked upon?
No, they weren't very well looked upon, especially with the people that they knew. I mean, like, say, another butch that didn't do that, I mean, they were sort of, if anyone found out, like some of them had what they would call sugar daddies. Or whatever, you'd know about it, but I don't think it didn't seem to ruin their popularity any, that they did this.
Mm-hmm. And this was in Ralph Lauren's Women Who Went to Ralph Lauren. Mm-hmm.
There was also drugs.
There were
in Ralph Martin's. That's many. There were drugs that were coming over from Canada.
What kind of drugs
at that time? Well, I don't know what they were, but I know that I was asked if I wanted to go and bring some over.
Could have been marijuana in the late 40s.
Probably pills, too.
Another thing, that was popular was, I don't know if you remember the benzodrine inhalers.
Oh, yeah.
Those were popular also. You just put it in your drink. You took it apart, put the little piece of paper or whatever it was, put it in your drink, and got high. That was
true. Were they used for heart? Patients or for
no, yes, that was just for inhalers.
But
they were now you can't buy them.
Right.
It was over the counter then, but now later on, I guess maybe they figured it was really you could get addicted. I don't know.
Sure.
But the benzodiazepine inhalers, they used to take them and maybe buy a Coke or a soft drink. Split, break it open and take the inside out, put in your drink. Hmm. That I know, and I don't know what kind of drugs were coming over from Canada. Because I didn't want anything to do with it, so I said, no way. And they were bringing it over in a rowboat. Mm-hmm. Would you believe? Mm-hmm. I said, no way.
You know quite a bit about things like drugs and whatever. Is that because your husband knew about these things, or did you figure them out by being
there? I figured them out by being there myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I figured that out by just being in Ralph Martin's. And there was a lot of things going on. There was prostitution. There was, they had, they'd have parties where you'd have the men dress up and entertain. And if they were caught, police would come in and raid the place.
How do you remember more than one raid in the period that you were there?
No, I don't mean, I was never in any of them.
I
had heard about them. Mm-hmm. I was just lucky that, even if these things were going on, like they were having a show or something and they were in drag, mm-hmm. the men were in drag, I still was never there when anything really happened. I had been to the shows, seen them, seen the men in drag in the back room, they'd have, dancing and everything. But I never happened to be in one.
I'm going to go back to asking a little bit more about sex, and I'll tell you why we're asking you is that one or two people have told us that oral sex was uncommon in the 40s, and it wasn't until the 50s that more. It was uncommon.
Yes.
Okay, I was just checking.
But yes, it was uncommon. But like I said, the first one I ever went with—that's what she did. Mm-hmm. But then,
were you surprised?
Yes, I didn't know what I was getting into. But anyway, it was mostly, the other, friction and that. That was what it was mostly. I mean, anybody, she was the only one I knew at that time that did that. All the others was friction.
Okay. And what about using your hands?
That was popular also. This is the way I understood it anyway. If you went out with a dyke, it was friction.
Uh-huh.
If you went out with a lesbian, it was oral. That was the distinction.
How many days have you been there? Yeah,
dykes did dyking. That's what a dyke was. It was the person who did dyking.
That's interesting.
What was your preference?
What was my preference?
What did you
I
like?
I had no preference.
Liked it all.
I liked it all. And when they did it, I liked it.
That's great.
The perfect partner.
I mean, I'm still in the same way.
Yeah.
That's true. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, I don't have any special preference.
It's anyway, the person that
matters. It's the person that matters with me. I mean, whatever they feel like doing, they can do. The only thing I think I would, I don't know is I could do oral myself. Which isn't good to anyone. I don't know. I've never really tried.
And you've never really been interested?
No. Yeah. I've never wanted to. Uh-huh. Anything else, yes, but not that. Mm-hmm. I just never had the urge or wanted to. Yeah. Anybody that I've ever been with. Now, maybe there will be someday I'll ever come down. I think it's getting kind of late, but you know, it's kind of late for me. Would you like some tea or something? Or I've got some... vegetables, you know, that you can put in a dip, or crackers and cheese.
I can't make a drink of water.
Okay.
Let's turn the machine for a minute.
Okay.
Where is the one?
I was kind of interested in if you ever were with women who used a dildo.
No.
Did you ever know any women who did? I mean, even if you didn't brought them?
No. I had heard about it. I had heard about this one girl that did, but I had never, when I had gone out with her, she never did. Never used her, but I had heard she did.
Uh-huh.
And she never did with me. Now, I don't know why, but I don't remember her ever asking me even. But I had heard she did.
Yeah. You think it was uncommon or common? Or?
I think it was uncommon.
Uh-huh.
I didn't hear of many people that used them.
Were you interested in having one used?
No.
Wasn't something. Did you ever talk to other femmes in the 40s? Like, did femmes get together and talk or go out together?
Yeah.
If you came in alone, would you sometimes sit down with some family
member? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. There was one girl that was, we were very close.
And
I knew her in the 40s.
Were you friends outside the bar? I mean, would you like go to the movies together?
Yeah, we would go shopping together. Most of my friends were either male or butch. I didn't have many femme friends. I don't remember seeing that many of them. You know, really, to come to the bars.
Mm-hmm.
That was mostly if you went to a house party. Then you would see them.
More femmes.
More femmes at a house party.
Were most of them already in relationships?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So the femmes were also married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. The butches were also single.
At least when they went out.
It was like they used to have what they used to call Friday night outs.
Uh-huh.
And that way they could do, and then Saturday night was for couples.
Nice.
And that went right on into the 50s.
Uh-huh.
But it was still in the 40s also. But it was more so in the 50s that they started doing that, you know, where they would have a night out, like, you know, they could do what they wanted to.
So
like if they want for a nightstand or whatever.
Would you go out on a Friday night?
No, this was the bitches' night.
And so you were stable.
Right.
Oh, when you were in a relationship, you were stable.
Yeah, right. But otherwise, yes, I'd go
when
on
a single.
Yes. On a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's when a lot of the friends would go out if they had no one, that, you know,
if they were single.
They were going with anyone.
So there were more bitches around than friends.
Right.
Today, they still say the same thing. All the bitches complain there's never any friends around.
This is...
Well, I would say that. I think they're wrong, but that's, you know, because I'm femme, so I just see femmes coming out of the woodwork.
That's some of the things we used to do, you know, like if it was very, very, you know, strictly one way or the other, and you dressed accordingly, you didn't see many. If you see a girl in a skirt, then you just think she was a femme, I guess.
Did you ever know any butches who went out with other butches? I mean,
no.
We had real, you know, sexual issues.
No.
Or femmes with other femmes.
No. Never heard of it. It was just not being done, I don't think. If it was, I didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know any women who were not into those? Or did you ever hear of any women who weren't either butch or femme?
No. No, I would say this girlfriend of mine, I would say that she had a boyfriend. She went out with butches. She went out with friends. She was an all-around girl. And she was my very best friend. And people would say to me, what are you hanging around with her for? You're going to get a reputation like her. And I said, well, I don't care. I said, she's always, as long as she treats me all right, as long as, you know, we can get along together. I said, I don't care. I never cared what anybody said about me because of who I went with. Uh-huh. And in the 50s, we went to California together. There was never anything but friendship there with her and I. Uh-huh. But that, you know, how people think otherwise because of the type of person she was. You know, she was the type of person that would do anything on a dare and stuff like that. In fact, if you talked to Buff, she probably mentioned her herself. If you talked to Buff.
Yeah. We might have met her a few times.
I'm trying to remember who that was that she would have. She probably did talk to us a little bit about it, but I don't remember the people she talked about.
She's the one that I don't know if she, but probably told you how she joined the service the second time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This girl that talked her into it, she's got, that's the girl.
That's the girl. Oh, yeah.
That's the girl I'm talking about. She was a very good friend of mine. I think the way I met her was in Ralph Martin's. And she was a lot younger than me, and her mother threw her out. And she started, you know, to hang around with me then. And she had a married man that she, of course, the way she would say it was strictly her friendship that he wanted. It was strictly, you know, she was such good company, I never exactly asked her, and I always just listened to her and let her tell me all this, but I didn't believe it.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't care what the man was, he was not a married man that was going to give her money for nothing. But just to me, there had to be something more to it than just her friendship, you know, or her, that she was such a good talker, or, you know, such good company. He liked her company. But I never questioned her about it. I just let her think I believed her. But I never did. And, you know, as the years went by, you found out different things about her, you know, when she started in the 50s and that. And, you know, she went to New York and she joined the circus and stuff like that, you know. She was very, you know, I don't know what you would call her, daredevil or what, but, you know.
I'm kind of interested in this business about the kind of reputation she had. You were married,
mm-hmm.
and went out with girls,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't make you have a bad reputation.
No.
But she was seeing a man.
Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she would do, she would do most anything for money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was it the fact that she was making money?
I think
sex that gave her bad reputation?
I think so.
And also the fact that she went with both butches and fins.
That's from the
is that
she was both by butches and fins, and that was frowned upon?
Well, I don't know if she ever, most of the people she went with were butches, but she also went with men to make money, and I think that was the difference.
I see.
I don't know why my reputation wasn't bad. Maybe it was. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they talked about me. I don't know.
Like sometimes you don't know about yourself.
Right.
You
did
both.
But, you know, we used to, things were different then. I mean, you know, you didn't have much money, and you'd go to a bar, and you'd have maybe 10 or 15 cents to get yourself a drink. So you would get drinks any way you could, mm-hmm. as long. And I would do it also, but I never would go home with anybody. I would never leave the place with anybody, you know. And if I did, I always had a gang with me.
Mm-hmm.
I never mm-hmm. went out with anybody. Like, say you would find some man that was willing to give you, what was it, a quarter for the jukebox, or buy you a drink, or take you out to dinner. Oh, well, sure, but so-and-so and so-and-so has got to go with me. I'm with my friends. I can't leave my friends. So we take all the friends, and they would take us out to eat.
And this would happen in Ralph Martin's, actually, or was that later?
Well, that would happen then, too, but it was more so later.
It was more so later.
When places like Pat's and Dugan's and that came into doing it.
Right.
It was then also. But like
just
I said,
a little bit in Ralph.
Not that much there, but I mean, like I said, this girl would get herself in trouble. You know, she'd say she would go out with them, then she would meet them, and then pretty soon they'd be looking for her. And how many times that happened? So it did happen in Martin's,
because you knew her there.
Mm-hmm. And lots of times, even then, you at those times, we'd take our bicycles down, ride our bicycles down to Ralph Martin's.
You're kidding. And then did you lock it up?
Yeah, we'd park them out in front. Nobody bothered them.
What area of the city did you live in then?
I lived in Pine and Broadway.
So you were pretty close to downtown.
Oh, yes. I was very close to Ralph Martin's, too.
Yeah.
It was an easy drive. I used to walk most of the time. You know, walk down. I lived between William and Broadway on Pine Street. Uh-huh. And I'd walk to William Street. Now, in those days, you could walk. You know?
Right. Walk to the other side of Michigan.
Right. And then I'd walk from Pine Street to Michigan, go down Michigan to Ralph Martin's, to Seneca Street.
Uh-huh.
Because then Seneca. And then I think it was the Moonville?
Uh-huh.
Yes, was in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Used to go there.
Now that was not a gay bar?
No. It was a street bar.
Uh-huh. What kind of bar was the Moonville?
It was the one I had a floor show.
Right.
And you'd go there sometimes for the floor show. I mean, I would go there, you know, and I think I had been there with Butches, but it was not a gay bar. But you could go in there and sit and see them. They didn't care who they served the drinks to, as long as you paid your, you know.
You didn't get hassled in those bars then?
No. Never did in the Moonville. Never did in any of the bars.
In Ralph Martin's, do you remember any black women?
No. I don't remember any.
What about men?
I don't remember any black men either. There might have been, but it was no one that I could recall.
I wonder if the two drag queens that we know ever performed at Ralph Martin's, either Holly Jones or Tangira.
Tangira, I know.
You know,
I used to know her. Mary, I remember
her.
I used to know Tangira, yes. That was a very, very popular name, mm-hmm. well-known name. Yeah.
He is still around the city.
Now, is he really?
Yeah, I saw him perform with Holly a few years ago at Benton, and then Holly died it's almost 2 years ago.
Oh.
But they used to perform at the Federal Gardens.
Yes.
And we've been kind of looking for Tangira to interview him.
Oh. The Federal Gardens, we used to go to.
We used to go to Federal Gardens. What did you like about the Federal Gardens?
I liked the floor show.
Did they ever have any gay shows?
I don't think they ever did, actually. It was just, you know, female impersonators.
Female impersonators.
And the gay shows were usually done. I had gone to Rochester to see one, to a gay show. They were more or less done in clubs. I don't remember, or we're going to one, actually, in Buffalo in the 40s. I went to Rochester to one in the 40s and was held in a bar upstairs. That's all I remember about it.
I'm not sure what's different. I'm not even sure about your question, but the difference between a gay show and a drag show.
Yeah. What's the difference?
There isn't any difference. I just was asking you whether you've been to any gay shows, and then you said you've been to female impersonators.
I've seen female impersonators, but in fact, sometimes they would come in Ralph Martin's dressed up as females.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it was not really a show. It was just, you know, that's the way they wanted to dress.
And when you went to Rochester to the gay shows, what were they, female impersonators, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
And these were formal shows where people got paid.
No. They were just doing it because they wanted to do it.
Oh, okay.
They weren't paid shows. It was just, they were going to have it was like a party type thing.
Yeah.
And they were having it at this place upstairs, at a bar upstairs in Rochester. And any, you know, only gay people were invited.
I mean,
if you were straight, you could not get in.
Yeah.
There was like somebody at the door, and if they didn't know you, or if you went with somebody that they knew, you didn't get in.
Right. Which is different from the Federal Gardens.
Right. It was just a private type show.
Yeah.
And they would perform, and, they perform, and they would be dressed up the way they wanted to dress, not the way they should be dressed or were accepted on the street.
Uh-huh.
They'd come there dressed up, and they would perform, and they would dance together. It was more of a party type thing.
Were there ever any real women in those shows, biological women?
No.
Because we know
at the Federal Gardens they would be, or at, there was another place that had a casino or something.
Yes.
There they were. They were both. Or even, I don't remember any female impersonators at McMahon's, though. although there might have been. I can't remember if there was at McVann's. But that was a floor show type thing.
Did you see any male impersonators way back then?
Any women impersonating men? No, only by their dress when they were out.
But not as a show.
Not as a show, no. But it was just the way they wanted to dress and the way they wanted to appear to people.
I wanted to ask you, like, when you went to Ralph Martin's and you kind of found you enjoyed being with women and then you even had some relationships and you liked that, did that, when you look back, did you ever think, well, oh, I was really gay earlier, or was this just a new thing to you?
I think the reason I was there was because my husband, I think he realized more than I did that that's what I should be doing, that that's what I would like. I don't know why he thought that. I mean, I don't know what his reasoning was. I never asked him. But I think he had an idea that that's what I would like. From whatever way he ever figured it, I don't know.
And once you found yourself there, did it make, like, did you have the feeling, oh, this is really the person I am?
Right.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
And did you make any connections to things that had happened earlier? Like, did you say, oh, really, when I was 15, I would have ripped that.
Yeah, there were certain persons that I would like, I would think that, oh, gee, I wish I could get to know her better, or, mm-hmm. you know, or I used to have a girlfriend that we would stay all night together, you know, I'd stay at her house, or, she never stayed at my house, but I used to go to her house, and we'd sleep together and everything. And then I thought back at things like that, you know.